Welcome to the HRA podcast. On this episode, we chat with Belinda, a HRA supporter and an animal welfare advocate, who shares her views on animal experimentation and her experiences as someone who has lived with cancer. Thanks for joining us today, Belinda.
No problem.
Just to start with, can you please introduce yourself in a couple of sentences?
My name's Belinda. I recently turned 50. I've been vegan for about 12 years, vegetarian for about 20 years prior to that. I went through treatment for cancer last year, and I felt like that put me in a really good position to talk about the assumption that anybody with a serious illness would support all research into it, including animal experimentation, in order to find a cure for themselves.
So before we get into more detail on what you've just spoken about, can I just ask, it sounds like you've been involved in animal welfare and advocacy for quite some time, having been a vegan and vegetarian for many years. What first motivated you to become an advocate for animals?
I realised that it wasn't enough to just not be causing them harm myself. I need to try and stop others from harming them too.
And was there a turning point or an experience that sort of inspired that moment or that realisation?
I think it was gradual. It was a culmination of a lot of things. I just sort of gradually became more aware of the things that are happening to animals, and through social media I became more aware of the things that are being done to help them, like rescues and sanctuaries and that sort of thing. And then opportunities started presenting themselves for me to get involved. So I jumped at the chance.
Can you tell us, how long have you been a HRA supporter and how did you first find out about us?
My earliest recollection of HRA is from a stall at World Animal Day, which would have been about 12 years ago at Edgar's Mission. I had participated in a few events like marches and so forth, opposing animal experimentation many years before that, but I don't remember which organisations were involved. The first instance I remember of HRA is from World Animal Day.
And so when it comes to animal welfare, there's a broad spectrum of different issues. Can you tell us why ending animal experimentation is a matter of importance to you?
Well, ending all animal abuse is important to me, and animal experimentation is animal abuse. No animal, regardless of their species, their size, or their relationship to humans, should ever be confined and tortured, even if it were beneficial to humans, which it usually isn't anyway.
And so it's really common for animal experimentation to be portrayed and justified in the media as being necessary for finding cures and treatments for illnesses such as cancer, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. As someone who has lived with cancer, can you please share your experiences and stance on this?
There's a couple of aspects to this. One is that it's not valid scientific research. Testing on animals is not going to find a cure for diseases in humans, because our bodies are different, our genetic makeup is different, diseases affect us differently, drugs affect us differently. Cancer's been cured in animals plenty of times. It doesn't translate to curing humans. So people are still suffering and dying from these illnesses because the wrong research is being done. The other aspect of it is the ethical side. I don't have the right to imprison and torture others, even if it were for my own benefit, and I don't have the right to have others do that on my behalf. My life is no more valuable than any others, including the animals who are locked in labs, being given diseases and then experimental treatments and then killed. Their lives matter just as much as mine does. I think it's a bit like the trolley dilemma of choosing to kill one or several. The only life I have the right to end is my own. I'm not so arrogant or selfish as to believe that thousands of animals should be tortured and killed just for the possibility of extending my life. Cancer didn't make me lose my ethics. It didn't make me suddenly willing to have animals abused. It didn't make me lose common sense and think a cure for humans could be found by testing on mice or primates. It didn't make me suddenly believe that my life was any more important than anyone else's.
And so were there any insights or new information that you learned about the role that animal experimentation has played in any of the treatments that were available to you?
I learned that the chemo drugs I was treated with were developed more than 50 years ago. I think in the decades since then, I think the dosage and the administration of them might have been tweaked. But for all the supposed breakthroughs in that time, the drugs themselves are nothing new. The millions of animals who've been tested on in that time have all suffered for nothing.
And so were you faced with any moral dilemmas in regards to your treatment? And if so, how did you handle them?
Yeah, I knew that the former CEO of HRA, Helen Marsden, had cancer about 10 years ago and she'd undergone chemo then. And I remember that she'd written about it at the time. So I looked up her articles and I read her explanations, and ultimately I decided that with all her knowledge of animal experimentation and her immense commitment to ending it, if she was comfortable with having that treatment, then I was too.
And so do you have any words of encouragement for anyone facing a similar predicament?
I would encourage anyone to look into what clinical trials are being conducted that they might be able to take part in. I'm currently enrolled in a drug trial and looking into another trial as well. This is research that may or may not help me personally, but it will help other people in the future. And the more we can trial on willing humans, the better the chance of success and of eliminating the redundant use of animals.
And so what has inspired you to share your story with us?
I felt like I was now in a good position to be able to counter that assumption that everyone would accept animal experiments if it was them that was unwell. I can now honestly say, unequivocally, no, I still don't support it.
What hope do you have for the future in regard to animals used in education and research?
I think that in the future, animal experimentation will be looked back on as both immoral and as a colossal waste of time and resources. We all know of people who've had serious illnesses who've resorted to alternative or experimental treatments because the conventional treatments haven't worked for them. People are willing, they're desperate to try these other options for themselves. So we should be helping them to do that. We should be putting the funding and the time into computational modelling, chips, synthetics, etc., and clinical trials with human patients who volunteer for it.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us that hasn't been covered in these questions?
I found it interesting that there was never any discussion of diet or nutrition throughout any stage of the diagnosis or treatment. Anecdotally, it seems like people who are vegan cope a lot better on chemo, but there doesn't appear to have been any studies into this. So I think that would be something interesting to be looked into.
There's certainly a lot of interesting insights and considerations that you've shared with us today. We appreciate you taking the time to talk about such a personal subject matter. We wish you all the best with your health and future endeavours. Thanks, Belinda.
No problem. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to share my thoughts.